This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 32 in Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the three nekudos by which a person makes a connection to the tzaddik, the connection to the tzaddik, the connection to the tzaddik inside of every one of our friends, and the connection to the tzaddik inside of ourselves. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show the connection between the three first blessings of Birkas HaMazon and these three nekudos. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh brochoy shel Birkas HaMazon. B'chinas sholosh nekudos hanal. Hainu, the three nekudos are the nekuda haklolis shel hatzadik hador, the total nekuda of the tzadik of the generation. He's wall-to-wall tzadik. The Bechina of Yosef, Unakuda Shemakabel Kolechot Mechaveroi. Then there's the aspect of tzaddik that each and every one of us receives from our friends. And then Unakuda Shemakablin Mineubei, the aspect of tzaddik that a person receives from inside of themselves. Shekol Elu Hanakudois, Hein Bechinas Tzaddik. Each one of these represents the aspect of the tzaddik, sheshom shoyre ahava degdusha, where is found the holy love, bechinas kohen, which is referred to as kohen, the isha chesed, the source of this ahava. Again, this goes back to what we mentioned earlier, that when Hashem first created the world, the vessels of chesed shattered, and that light of chesed went down to yesoid, which is the tzaddik, the aspect of tzaddik. So that's where ahava, that's where chesed and ahava dikdusha is really found. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, loive rosho velo yishalem, an evil person, not only doesn't he give, but he borrows and doesn't return. V'tzaddik choinein v'noisein. The tzaddik is the one who's full of grace. He's always giving and giving. That's this ahava digdusha, that's shoyra by the tzaddik. V'alkein tzrichen levorech sholosh brachos kidei lekabel mi sholosh nekudos elu. And this is why we need to make these three blessings after we eat a meal in order to be able to connect to and receive from these three nekudos, Shehein Bechinas Bracha, which represent Bracha. We showed in the previous year that the Tzaddik is the source of Bracha. Bracha is L'Roish Tzaddik. So the term Tzaddik is synonymous with Bracha. Where the Tzaddik is, that's a place of Bracha. V'ze Bechinas Koyhein Mevorech. And this also explains why the Gemara says the Kohen is usually, if a Kohen is present, he's given the first choice to say the blessing, because Kohen and Tzaddik are synonymous. A Kohen is unique from other Jews in that he has a higher level of Shmira Sabris. He has more requirements. He's not allowed to marry a divorcee. He's not allowed to go into a cemetery. He's on a higher level of purity. V'alkein tzrichin lahazkir bebirkas hamozoin bris v'toira v'chaim u'mozoin. And this is also why the Gemara tells us that there are these four major factors that are important pieces of the birkas hamozoin. Bris cho asher chasamto besareinu, toiras cho shilmadetonu, chaim and mozoin, life and food, parnasa. Ki kol ze bechinas tzaddik, because all of these are related to and connected to the tzaddik, bechinas nekuda hanal, who is referred to as this nekuda that we're speaking about. Bris hu bechinas Yosef, shal shem ze nikro Yosef hatzaddik begin de notar bris. Bris is definitely associated with Yosef, who is called tzaddik because he was Shomer HaBris, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. V'zeh b'chinas Torah, and that's also the aspect of Torah, ki ha-Torah hi gam kein b'chinas malupum. We learned previously that Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter on Likud Imran that the vowel that corresponds to the midah of Yesoid is Malupum. Malupum is a vav with a dot inside of it. And over there in that chapter on Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal showed how many things are related to this Malupum. And one of the things was the Torah. We know that the Torah, the Gemara tells us, that the Luchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from heaven, were 6 by 6. 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. That's the Vav. And the main part of the Luchos was the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibrois. That's the dot inside of the Vav. Remember we said that the Vav is like a, in the vowels, a Pasach is a Vav, and a Chirik is a Yud. So that's this Yud Vav, which is the Malupum. The Malupum is a Vav and a Dot. It's a line and a Dot, which is like a Pasach and a Chirik, which is 6 plus 10 in Gematria. Okay. Ki ha-Toyre hi gam kein b'chinas Malupum, b'chinas Nekuda hanal, kimavur b'maimar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 34 on Likud Imran, Ayin Sham, take a look. V'ze b'chinas Chayim u'mazoin, and this is also related to life and parnasa. Ki mishom mebechinas hanekuda shehu bechinas Yosef hatzadik mishom ikar hachayim v'hamozoin v'ashefa. Because it's from there, from this nekuda, that's the term that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likud Imran. This nekuda, which is the aspect of tzadik, it's from there that we receive life and parnasa and shefa. Ki hu mechaye bechinas shviras kelim, because the tzaddik is the one who injects life into those shattered vessels that were shattered at the time of creation. Umevatel sitra demoisa, he eliminates, the tzaddik eliminates death. The tzaddik is called tzaddik chai almin. Shebo mehashvira koyedua, death which came into the world as a result of the breakage of the vessels. Ki hatzadik hu mekor hachayim, because the tzadik is the source of life. The Gemara says, tzadikim b'misosam kruim chayim, that a tzadik even in death is referred to as alive. So the tzadik is this inyan of chayim. Paragraph Dalet. And this will also explain why a higher level of Birkas Hamozen is when three people get together to say the Birkas Hamozen together. That's when we do Zimun. Because when you have three people joining together, they correspond to the three Nekudos that we mentioned. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Because when three Jews sit together at one table and eat together, azay meirin kol hashalosh nekudos, then all three of these aspects of tzaddik light up. Va'oz tzorich echod levorich birchas hazimun v'hashnayim yechavnu elav. And then the procedure is that one of them leads the Zimun and the other two respond. One says, Raboy Sai Mirvil and Benshin, and the other two say, Yehi Shem Hashem of Oiroch, you know, and so on and so forth. Kizeh ho echot Shem of Oiroch, hu hagodol shebekulam. Because the one that's leading the Zimun, the halacha tells us, should be the greatest one of the three. If it's a rabbi, if it's a kohen, if it's a father of a family, it should be, he's the one that should lead the Zimun, unless he chooses to forego and to have someone else do it. But the default is that the godol, the greatest one, is the one who leads the Zimun. Vehu bebechinas tzadik. And therefore, he represents the aspect of tzaddik, bechinas nekuda haklolis negdom, corresponding to the other two that are present, he's the tzaddik. He's a composite of all of them. V'hu meir bohem b'chinas nekuda. And he shines into them this light, b'chinas nekuda haklolis, this total light, knows the total aspect of tzaddik, v'heim mekabla mimenu. And they, the other two, receive from him, because again, he's leading. U'me'achar shehim shnayim chutz mimenu, and since they are two besides him, heimekablam gamkein den midein, they're also receiving from each other. They're bouncing off each other. V'achar kach, and after those two steps are taken, mekabel kolechot minei ubei, each and every individual can receive from within themselves. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shekisheyesh shloisha miYisrael al haShulchan, that when three Jews are seated together at a table, eating together, meirin kol haSholosh nekudos hanal, all three nekudos that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Moran, the nekuda of the tzaddik, the nekuda of each and every individual, that each and every individual shares with each other, and the individual nekuda inside of each and every person, all of them are shining. V'alkein oz ikar birkas hamozoin b'shleimus. And that's when you have a higher level of birkas hamozoin. You have what we call a mezuman and a zimun that's taking place. Any questions, please?
Rav Nosson, there were 4 points related. There's the Bris, Torah, Chaim, and Mazon. Those
yes.
are 4 points.
Yes.
Are those four an extension of the three or the extension of the tzaddik?
No, it's two. We're talking about two separate categories. We're talking about the aspect of tzaddik, which a Jew receives from three areas. From the tzaddik hador, from his friends that he interacts with, and from inside himself. And we said that it's from this aspect of tzaddik that a person receives bris. What is it? What is that nikud of tzaddik broadcasting? It's broadcasting bris, Torah, Chaim, and Mazon.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good morning, Rabbi. When Rabbi Nathan tells us that he had tzaddik hu mekor ha-chaim, he's the source of life.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Definitely.
A little bit.
Definitely. Definitely. Because it's delicate, and again, there are some people that will read that and close the book and say this is against Judaism, chas v'shalom. But in the Zohar HaKodesh and in all Sifrei Kabbalah, and in many Sifrei Hasidus, they make it perfectly clear, that according to Kabbalah, the light of Hashem comes down from above, from Keser to Chachma to Bina to Yesoid. All channels feed into Yesoid. And the Yesoid is the one that delivers all the light of Hashem into the Malchus. We, the Jewish nation, this world is referred to as the Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem. Ein melech beloyam, Yisroel mamshaloysav. There are many psukim to show that. And again, we receive life, we receive light, we receive everything via the tzaddik. One of the times in history when we saw this was when we stood at Har Sinai, when the Jews were shown perfectly clearly that if Hashem broadcasts directly to the Jewish people, there's Shvira Sakelim. The vessels burst. We died. Our souls left us there. We had to be brought back to life because it was too much. We couldn't handle that. And the Torah tells us that the Jews turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "You talk to us. We cannot receive that. We can't handle that." And it was made perfectly clear there that again, that we have to receive, the tzaddik receives from Hashem, and we receive via the tzaddik. We have the case of Avram Avinu that we mentioned. Rashi says in Chumash, In Parshas Lech Lecha, in the beginning, the second pasuk, when Hashem says, "Va'avorcha mevorachecha u'mekalelcha oyer," I'll bless you, and those who are part of your blessing will be blessed. Rashi says there that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, up until this point, the blessing was by me. From this point on, listen, buddy, the blessings are by you. So the tzaddik is mekoyer habracha. When we say on Friday night, likra Shabbos lechu venelcha, let us go towards the Shabbos, ki hi mekoyer habracha, because Shabbos is the source of blessing. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the tzaddik. The students of Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Shimon, Antu Shabbos de Kula Yoimi. You are the Shabbos of the week. We're the 6 days. We receive all of our blessing from you. All the blessing comes from Shabbos. You are the Shabbos. So this isn't a Breslov thing. This is a Torah thing. You follow?
Absolutely. Very nice.
Sure.
Another thing that I want to mention that I once heard, I don't know if it's rooted in a source, in most likely in Zohar, but maybe you can confirm. I once heard that the famous Midrash that explains how when Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted to build his world, he had, so to speak, a reunion with his angels and asked if he should do that or not. So there was two angels who opposed with Malach Shalom, Malach Emet, and he threw the Emet on the Arzach, Shlech Amet Arzach. But before he did that, what I once heard, and I want to know if it's valid, is that there's a voice that came upon this meeting, and the voice said, you should create the world, and I vouch myself as an Arev, as a, what's the translation for Arev?
A cosigner.
A guarantor,
exactly.
Correct.
Yes.
A guarantor that this world will not fail. And that was the voice of the tzaddik that came through. Is there a valid source?
I believe it's accurate, yes. Because that's a terminology that's used very often about the tzaddikim, that their role is this arvus. I once mentioned that I heard an incredible chiddush from Reb Kalman Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, the son of Reb Eliachaim Rosen, that the Tikkun HaKloli, for example, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed, and Rabbeinu, there's so much written about it, how the tzaddikim in all the generations searched for this formula, this secret formula that is so powerful that it can erase any sin, even Pigam HaBris, even Mikre Laila, Rachmar, the worst of the worst things. And the other tzaddikim weren't successful in discovering it, and Rabbeinu Zal did find it. And Rabbeinu Zal said that by a person once a person recites these 10 chapters of Tehillim, if it's possible, the person should go to the mikveh first. And if it's possible, the person should say this Tehillim with kavana. But regardless, if a person recites these 10 chapters of Tehillim properly, Rabbeinu Zal said the person doesn't need to worry. It's taken care of. It's taken care of. And the person should be careful to try not to repeat the sin, etc. So this rabbi said that this is a form of a guarantor, that Rabbeinu Zal saying, I'm guaranteeing that this will be like a person who has a loan. We know that all of our obligations to Hashem are in the form of repaying a loan. This Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Likutei Halachos. We see in Shulchan Aruch, chayev to put on tzitzis, chayev to put on tefillin, chayev. What kind of chayev? I don't owe anybody anything. Well, who said I owe anybody? The answer is yes, you do, buddy, because all of the chiyus, everything that Hashem gives us, He's giving us in the form of a loan. It's not gift. Rav Nosson Zal says this, and he brings proofs through many, many different places. We know that in Vayivorech David, which we say in the morning, we say, V'ato mechaye es kulam, you, Hashem, give life to everything in existence, utzvo hashamayim l'chom mishtachavim, and the heavenly hosts all bow to you. The first letters of Utzvo Hashamayim Lecho Mishtachavim make up the word Malve. Malve means a lender. And Rav Nosson Zal explains that Hashem lends, is lending all the Shefa to us. What does he expect in return? He expects Chai Tzitzis, Tefillin, Mezuzah, a woman covering her hair, a woman keeping Taras HaMishpacha, eating kosher, all of those, that's how we're repaying this loan. And when a person commits sins, they run up a bill. We get into debt. We have a big negative balance. So how is that negative balance going to be removed? In the Tikkun HaKloli, the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, the first line is Michtam LeDavid Shamreini Kael. A song of David HaMelech, Hashem protect me. The first letters of those four words, Michtam LeDavid Shamreini Kael, spell the word Ashalem, I will pay. The next three words, Ki Chosisi Vach, because I place all my hope, all my trust in you. The first letters, Ki Chosisi Vach, are Ches Beis Chof, which spell the word Choivcha, your debt. I will pay your debt. Who's going to pay my debt? The last word in that first chapter is Netzach. The word Netzach is Bigimatria Nachman. That the Tikkun HaKloli, that opening chapter of the Tikkun HaKloli, is like a Shtar Arvus, like a guarantee that Rabbeinu Zal, that Dovra Melech included with his Ruach HaKodesh, that this is a guarantee where Rabbeinu Zal says here that if you recite this Tikkun HaKloli, which begins with this chapter, and you recite it, why? Because I said so. Because the tzaddik said that this is a formula that works. And I believe that the tzaddik knows. I believe in Rabbi Nachman. I believe in Dovid HaMelech. I believe in all tzaddikim. And I'm saying this because he said to say it, then he is a guarantor, you know, to ensure that the person's debts will be eliminated.
Amazing.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Anyone else? Okay, let's continue, please. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom rabbi senazal, and this ties in with what our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, she'ein odom choshuv reshai lotzeis laderech b'loi shnei anoshim. That an important person should not go out on a trip without two people to accompany them. We know the Gemara makes a statement, kol hadrochim becheska sakona, that all roads, when a person is traveling, travel is dangerous. This is why the rabbis instituted a special prayer, tfilas haderech, that before a person goes outside, inside, I'm in the safety of my home. When I go outside, I'm traveling, I'm entering into danger zone, and I need to be aware of that, and I need to prepare for that. And an Adam Choshuv, a person who's important, is more vulnerable sometimes. The Satan would want to harm such a person more so than an ordinary person. So he needs additional protection. So the Gemara says an Adam Choshuv shouldn't go out without two people with him. Kameshakosuv be Avraham, as we find by Avraham Avinu, when he sets out on the mission of the Akedah of Yitzhak Avinu, it says, Vayikach es shnei ne'orov imoy. He took his two youths with him. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki hatzadik tzorich lohoir tomid b'chinas hanekudah shaloi ba'anoshav. Because a tzadik is always trying to broadcast his light into his people. V'alkein tzorich tomid lefochoi shiyeh imoy shnei anoshim. And therefore, it's advisable and it's preferred that he should always have with him at least two people. Kidei sheyuchlu lekabel heora mehanekudah shaloi, so that they will be able to receive the light that the tzaddik is broadcasting. Because there has to be at least a minimum of two specifically. Why? So that after these two receive from the tzaddik, they will be able to share with each other. They'll be able to interact with each other. And then afterwards, there'll be the personal introspection. The each and every individual person looking inside of themselves and being able to receive from their own light of tzaddik that already received from these first two sources. Ki ikar shleimus he'oras hanekuda hu'alidei sholosh bechinas hanal. Because the real perfection and completion of this light of tzaddik accomplishing what it needs to accomplish is on these three levels. And now Rav Nosson Zal gives a beautiful proof to this. And as we find in how, in the structure of how people study and teach during in the Gemara and in general, that it's better if there are two students than one student. As the rabbis tell us, so that if one forgets, the other one will be able to remind him. Each one might remember certain things that the other one forgot. So two is better than one. And ki harav loy meidim hatalmidim. The rabbi is teaching his students. Umeir lahem, he's broadcasting to them. And if there are at least two students present, azai then, achar halimud, after the rabbi finishes teaching, heim choizrim beineihem asher kiblu me'arav, they review together between themselves what they received from the rabbi. Azai achar halimud, exactly. V'chol echod meir b'chaveiroi, and each one of these two students shines into his friend and explains it to him how he understood what he heard from the rabbi. And each one reminds the other one of what he forgot. Each one is complimenting the other one. And they're receiving from each other. And then the subject matter becomes clear to each one of them. And then after that, each one goes home or goes back to his own seat and reviews the material on his own, by himself, to understand the material even better. Ulavali shokach mimenu, and in order to ensure that he won't forget it, we know there's a rule in Torah, chut hameshulosh loy bimheiro yinotek, that a triple stranded string will not easily be torn. So this threesome, this three is a very powerful thing. Kemoikein ba'avodas Hashem. So just like it works in a classroom situation, it works the same way regarding a person's own serving Hashem. Be'inyan he'oras ha'nekuda now, regarding receiving the light of this nekuda, this aspect of tzaddik. She'tzrichin daika kol ha'sholosh b'chinos hanal, that we need all three of these pieces. She'yekablu t'chila kulam yachad mi'anekuda ha'klolius mi'atzaddik ha'der amiti, that step number one is that all of everyone needs to receive together from the Nekuda Klolius, from the broadcasting center, which is the tzaddik, the true tzaddik of the generation. V'achakach dein min dein, and afterwards they need to receive from each other. There has to be friendship and goodwill, and each student needs to know that just because I heard from the tzaddik, it doesn't mean I got everything I need. Without interacting with my fellow students, there's going to be pieces missing, because no student is equal to the rabbi. The rabbi is broadcasting 1 billion watts. Each one of the students might get 1,000 watts, 10,000 watts, and each one might have heard something that made a bigger impression on them than another thing. And by sharing with each other, that's how they'll complete each other. V'achakach dein min dein, and then each one from the other one. V'achakach minei ubei, and then each one has to know that there's the personal avoida. that I have to work on myself. It's not enough. Just because I heard it from the tzaddik and just because I study with my friends, it's still not enough. Al yidei shemedaber beinoy levin koinoy. I have to go now and speak to Hashem in my own words, have his spiritus, and beg Hashem that I should understand what I learned properly and I should retain it and I should be able to apply it in my life correctly. And that's why you need at least two to be able to receive from the rabbi. Bechinas vayikach eshnei ne'orov, as it says by Avram Avinu, that he took two youths with him, kedei sheyoiru kol hashalosh nekudos, so that all three aspects of tzaddik should shine properly and accomplish what the goal. When my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld was living, when he first started giving shiurim, I believe when he was in his 20s, he started teaching in the Syrian community in New York. And the Syrians are very much into electronics and gadgets and modern things. And they were the first, when a tape recorder came out, they right away they got it and they figured out which are the best ones. And right away they bought in, they became, one of them founded a company, Sound Design, and other companies. And they asked him for permission to record his shiurim. And he said no. And they were smart enough not to listen. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments is loy signoiv. You're not allowed to steal. And stealing has many aspects to it. There's something called genevus das. Fooling somebody is also a form of stealing. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Torah, between loy and signoiv, there's a psik. There's a separation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, loy, don't, comma, signoiv, steal. That there's a time when a person is allowed to and supposed to steal. When a rabbi asks you, or when a rabbi is about to say a Dvar Torah, and he says, do you remember the story I once said about this and this? If you heard that story before, it's a good idea to say, no, I don't remember. Why? Because when you'll hear it again, the Gemara says, ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. When a person is teaching Torah properly, there's never a case that a person will repeat something and you won't be able to hear something new in it. So it's worth denying that, no, I never heard it, I don't know it, in order to be able to hear it again. So here again, they understood that, what are you talking about? There's no way I'm going to get the shiur just by hearing it once. I have to be able to review it. I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to, you know. So they started recording the shiurim undercover, you know, under the table, this, that, until at some point, Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Levra himself realized the value of having these Divrei Torah recorded. You know, he himself saw the things that he was telling over, sometimes because of the audience, the people that are listening bring out beautiful Divrei Torah. So he himself would bring a tape recorder to the shiurim, not just a tape recorder, but the best. So he got at the time a Panasonic, one of the best recorders, and a good microphone. And I remember they sold cassettes at the time. This is going back prehistoric times when there were cassettes, audio cassettes. And there were cassettes for $1 each. There were cassettes for $2, $3. There were these Sony cassettes, I think, that cost $5 each. He used only Sony cassettes because this is Torah. This is $1 billion a word. This is not, you can't take a chance on being cheap. And he started recording all the shiurim that he gave during the weekdays. Unfortunately, his best shiurim by far were the shiurim that he gave on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. That was a completely different league of shiurim. And we would attend those shiurim and listen, and we would be wowed by almost every shiur. Wow, wow, he would, stories and things from the Ariza, all kinds of incredible things from all parts of the Torah. And we were very wowed. And then, and especially the stories that he told from the Medrash and other places, fantastic. And you would think at the time you're hearing it, I could never forget this, of course, right? But then if the next night there was another shiur, and on Shabbos there was another shiur, and the next week, and sure enough, a lot of material was forgotten because it wasn't written down. It wasn't recorded, written down. Towards the end of his life, my close friend, Rabbi Shlomo Goldman, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham with a fantastic memory, and I, we were very close friends, and we sat together at the shir, and we would listen as intently as we could. We finally woke up and said, we're nuts. We're not writing these things down, and there's no way in the world we could retain this. So we decided to start really struggling to memorize the shiurim while we were hearing it on Shabbos and Yontif, to memorize the shiur, to really concentrate. How are we going to memorize it? Using code words, let's say, special words to remember a story and a chiddush, this, that. And on Saturday night, we're going to sit down together, Motzoi Shabbos, and write it down, at least write it down briefly enough so that then Sunday during the week, we'll write it over. We started doing this. And between both of us, we were usually able to piece together about 70, 80% of the shiur. When we showed it to Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, almost every time he would say, what about this? And like we couldn't, how could we forget it? How could you forget, you know? And he would fill in the missing pieces. And Baruch Hashem, there was a period of time that we did this. And Bechazdei Hashem, some of those shiurim were retained. We still have it. And it's been taught over the past 40 years or so. Many of those Divrei Torah and stories have been shared with many people. After Rav Rosenfeld was passed away, my friends and I, we continued having shiurim, and some of my friends got smart. In America, on Sunday, you don't work. So during the weekdays, there wasn't time to do this. You know, we davened at 6:45 in the morning, 7:30 we finished, we had a short Dvar Torah, and everybody ran for the train to go to work. But Sunday is a day off. Sunday we davened later usually. We would daven at 8 a.m., you know, depending on Zman Kriya Shema. And Sunday people don't go to work. So some of my friends asked me, can we sit down on Sunday morning and do a repeat performance of the shir to record the shir again, the Shabbos shir? And based on what I saw by Rav Rosenfeld, I said yes, because I knew again, if it's recorded, it's there for posterity. It's there for generations. And sure enough, there was a period of time that we did this, that we recorded whenever we could. We would go over the shiur that was given on Shabbos to put it on tape so that it's there for posterity. And some of my friends actually wrote it down. I have, Baruch Hashem, I have maybe 100 or 200 shiurim that were written over well by some of my friends at the time. And unfortunately, I saw from my own experience that the shiurim that I only wrote down in shorthand of Rav Rosenfeld, many of those shiurim, I look at it today, and I don't remember. There's certainly the stories. At the time, it's so clear in your mind, and you just need 3-4 words to remind you. But look at it 10 years later or 30 years later, and you don't remember. I'm mentioning this because it's so important for everyone to realize the value of Torah and the value of a friend, a good friend, to review Torah with, so that the Torah is retained and so that it could have its full effects. I see somebody mentioned that one of the rabbis, Reb Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, does this also, that after Shabbos, they record the Shabbos shir. Let's continue. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, and now we'll also understand a very famous statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Brich Rachmana, blessed is Hashem, deyohivlon urya tlisa, beyoyma tlisa, al yidei tlisa, who gave us a triple Torah on the third day through the third person." Referring to the Torah, which is made up of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, three sections, which was given on the third month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and it was given on the third day. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jews to have 3 days of preparation before receiving the Torah, and it was given by number three. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third child of his parents, Miriam, Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the big deal about three? Ki kol ha-Torah hi mushuleshes. Because everything about the Torah is three. Remember, the Torah is called Torah's Emes. Emes, again, is three. Aleph, Mem, Tov. Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet. Mem is the middle. Tov is the end. ki hatoyra hi bechinas nekuda hanal kanal, because the Torah is this aspect of tzaddik, ki, again, from which we receive life, from which we receive shefa, from which we receive parnosa. And again, the tzaddik is the Torah. The Gemara says, how silly are those people who stand up for a sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a tzaddik. So the tzaddik and the Torah are one. Ki nikreis bris shalom, because the Torah is called bris shalom, just like the tzaddik is called bris. As it says in the Novi Malachi, Brisi hoiso itoi hachayim v'asholoim. My covenant was with him, life and peace. That's the Torah HaKdosha. V'alkein ha-Torah hi mishuleshes b'chol ha-bchinois. And this is why the Gemara stresses that the Torah is three in all of its aspects. Ki hi klula mikol ha-sholosh nekudos hanal. Because the Torah is a composite of all three categories that we mentioned, she'al yodom ikar kiyum ha-Torah v'avoida, which is what ensures the sustainability and the eternity of Torah and avoida. V'ze b'chinas brocha mishuleshes shel birkas koyanim. And this is also what will explain why when the kohanim, who again are the tzaddikim, they are the chesed, when they give a brocha, they give a triple bracha. Yevorech Hashem v'yishmerecha, then Yor Hashem panav elecha necha, and then Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Three sentences. Ki kohen ish chesed hu bechinas oyer ho'ahava digdusha sheshoyre etzel hanakuta kanal. Because the kohen who is the ish chesed, he represents this light, this holy love, which is found by the yisoid, by the tzaddik, by the nekuda. Vishom mekoyer habrocha. That is the source from which bracha is broadcasted. V'alkein mevorchin, and that's why the koyhanim are the ones who give the bracha, kedei lohoyer biYisrael bechinas sholosh nekudos, in order to broadcast these three nekudos. V'alkein, and therefore bishloisha sheyoshva al shulchan echad, it's when three Jews sat together for a meal. Chal hachiyuv beyoser. That's when they have the special obligation sheyomru al hashulchan divrei Torah, that there must be a dvar Torah said kidemashma ba Mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kishiyesh shloisha oz ikar shleimu seoras haTorah. Because when there are three Jews together, that's when the real full brightness of the light of the Torah is shining. Ki oz meirin kol hasholosh nekudos, because that's when all three of these nekudos are really shining brightly. It's interesting, in the Zohar Kodesh it speaks about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his students, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal had many students for Nigla, for the revealed part of the Torah, but when he taught secrets of Torah, at one point he had nine students, nine plus him, which made up a 10, and at one point three of the nine passed away and he was left with six plus him. But there are many places in the Zohar HaKadosh where we see Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Abba, that these three were definitely an elite unit within all of them. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Shimon's son and who was one of his closest, or the closest student of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal. Rabbi Abba was the Talmud Muvhak of Rabbi Shimon, who wrote the Zohar HaKadosh. He was the one who wrote all of the Shurim. And in one of the outstanding Shurim, Rabbi Shimon, where they go into the Idra, they go into a special room, a cave, where Rabbi Shimon revealed incredible secrets of Torah, and he told each one of the students where to sit, and he told Rabbi Elazar, you sit in front of me, and Rabbi Abba, you sit right behind me, I believe, or to the side. And again, that this unit of three was an incredible, was this power unit that we're speaking about over here. Paragraph Hey, v'ze b'chinas she'ikar shleimus birchas hamozayin hu b'shloisha. And this is why the real perfection of Birkas HaMozayin is when there are three people that ate together. Ki ikar birkas hamazon hu lekabel oyer hasholish nekudas kana. Because again, one of the main points of reciting the birkas hamazon is for us to be able to receive these three channels of light. V'alkein ikar hashleimus hu b'shloisha. And therefore, the perfection is when there's three. She'oz meirin kol hasholish nekudas kana. That's when all three of these channels are lit up. Ki bechol mokoim sheyesh shloisha miYisrael, because whenever three Jews get together, azai hoechod agodol shebehem hu bechinas rav, then the one who is the elder among them, the leader, the most knowledgeable, the leader in any manner, he is the aspect of the rav, bechinas nekuda haklolius. He represents the big picture compared to the other two. And therefore, when there's three, all three channels light up. Kaviyochel. Paragraph of Veze Bechinas Zimun Shetzorich Hachono Levorich. And this will also explain why by Birkas Hamosin we have something unusual, that when there are three or more people together, there's this special ceremony before Birkas Hamosin, where we say, everybody, let's get ready, let's prepare for Birkas Hamozon. Shetzrichen hachono levorich. Ki kol dovor shebigdusha tzorich hachono vahazmona. Because in reality, every holy item, every mitzvah requires preparation. We know that there's a preparation for tefillah, for a person to put on special clothing for tefillah, for a person to tie their belt for tefillah. Every mitzvah requires hachana and hazmana. As the Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this concept of hazmana, and it's mentioned in the Gemara in several places. Hainu lohochin ulahazmin haleiv sheyekabel oyer hanakuda. What this is referring to specifically is to prepare the heart to be able to receive that light. Bechinas v'hochein levavam eilecha. As the Pasuk says, Hashem, prepare their hearts for you. Prepare the Jewish hearts. And there are many other psukim that show this. Ulevavo yovin v'shov v'rofaloi. This is why when we do a zimun, we say, Shimu Rabbeisai, listen, my fellow Jews. Anu roitzin levarich, we want to recite the Birkas Hamazon. Or again, we say, Rabbeisai mirvilim herzu. In Yiddish, it's herzu. Herzu means listen carefully. Rabbeisai mirvilim benchen. Rabbis, we'd like to bench. We want to bench. That's the Yiddish version of it. In Hebrew, people say Rabotai Nevarech. But again, there is this Herzu that we say before, which means listen. Herzu, listen carefully. That's part of this Hazmona, that I'm telling everybody, get ready. Shezehu Bishvil Hazmona, Komeshakosu Bepoiskim, as is brought in Halacha. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Kishmiya Belibotalia. When we say in Hebrew, Shimu Rabbeisai, or when we say in Yiddish, Herzu, listen, listening is connected to the heart. The ears, the ear is Bina in Kabbalah. I believe the word Oizen is Bigematria Sog, 63, which is the name of Hashem for Bina, and the heart is Bina. But again, the Gemara says, Shmiata, that listening requires having your heart in some. When a person doesn't have their heart in something, even though they hear it, they're not really hearing it because they weren't listening. When a person has their heart into something, then they listen. They listen meaning they really apply their ears properly. So, Hainu Shoimrim Lehem was saying to the people, Sheyatu Oznam Velipom Lohochin Halev El Habrocha. We're telling the people to turn their ears and their heart, meaning to prepare their heart to receive the blessing. Kidei Lekasher Halev El Hanekuda Shebaper. In order to connect the heart to that Nekuda of Tzadik, which is being broadcasted now, through the bracha that's going to be recited by the mouth. Shemishom yoitzim habrochais. That's where the blessings are going to come out of. They're going to come out of the mouth, which is the nekuda. That's the yud. Kidei shal yideze yizbatel cherpa slave. Because what's our goal here? Our goal here is to remove the shame of the heart. Remember in the previous year when we started this halach, we spoke about cherpa shavra libi, that the damage that's caused by the broken vessels, the damage that's caused by all of our sins is a shattered heart or a stained heart, a heart that has all of this shame and embarrassment on it. And when we're doing mitzvahs, when we're receiving holiness, when we're receiving light, we're trying to repair that broken heart. So that's why we say, listen carefully. Listen carefully means, give me your heart. Give me your heart so that we can repair it. How? Through the brachos that are going to be said now by the mouth. Bracha is tzaddik. Through this light of the tzaddik that's going to be broadcasted now from the mouth. So far we've spoken a lot about the three brachos of Birchas Hamazon. But remember, the rabbis added a fourth bracha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to address that now in the next session, Mitzvah Shem. Any questions, please? Great. This is incredible insights. You know, again, we have the unbelievable privilege of Rav Nosson Zal putting on, using the Likutei Moran as his glasses, looking at the Shulchan Aruch and looking at the Gemara, and showing us how every word in Halacha, in Gemara, in Pshat, all of our standard procedures in Halacha have a pnimius to them. They have an incredible depth to them of you know, based on Chassidus, based on Kabbalah. And there are incredible, incredible things taking place when we perform these mitzvahs. If a person has this knowledge, it's fabulous. And if a person remembers any of this while they're benching, it's fantastic. But even if a person doesn't, the fact that we've been made aware of this and the fact that we believe in this, so that when we're reciting the benching, I'm doing this because I believe, because Hashem said to do it. And I'm doing this because I know that when I push this button, just like when I push a button to start an advanced computer, I push the button and the person says, what are you doing? What are you doing? You think just pushing that button is going to do something? And I say, yes, it's going to, you're silly, you're nuts. Just pushing this button is going to turn on thousands of lights. And, yes. And the person says, that's ridiculous. That's the most stupid, idiotic thing I ever heard. And it's not stupid. It's not idiotic at all. We know that it's true, Begashmias. How much more so, Baruchnias? When a person pushes a button, that by following the halacha, by performing the mitzvahs of the Torah the way the rabbis taught us to, we're turning on all of these lights. We're activating all of these chapters in Likutei Moran, all these tikkunim of bris and Torah and chayim and all of these things are being accomplished. We should be zeichet to believe in the tzaddikim and to study their words and thereby elevate our avodas Hashem, you know, to the highest that we possibly can.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can you help us understand all these things that we're saying, the three nekudot and everything are so incredible. Shouldn't we be saying this all the time? Shouldn't we be remembering these three nekudot all the time? Why specifically a Birkat Hamazon after we eat bread?
The answer is that there are other applications to this. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this when we speak about a Beis Din. When a person goes to a Beis Din, why is a minimum Beis Din three judges? And it applies to many other places also. But remember, in Judaism, Birkas Hamosain is in a category of its own. It's one of the most outstanding things in Yiddishkeit. It's one of the very, very few brachas that's mid-oraisa. And it's a whole production. Birkas Hamosain is like 3-4 pages mentioning Hashem's name, you know, 20-30 times. It's awesome. It's huge. And because of that, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how this applies to Birkas Hamazon. It could, just like Reb Nachman Chirin wrote a sefer Nachas HaShulchan, showing how chapter 1 in Likutei Moran could be used to explain the entire Shulchan Aruch, we believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, what we just learned, these three nekudos, could explain every mitzvah in the Torah. The lulav, the hadassim and arova, everything in Yiddishkeit could be included if a person is learned enough. And there have been Breslovites who have written Sforim. There's a Sefer, there's a rabbi in Muncie, I believe, who wrote several Sforim. He wrote a Sefer on Purim. He wrote a Sefer on Pesach of a few hundred pages, going through the whole Likutei Moran, showing how each chapter in Likutei Moran is found in the observance of this holiday. How on Purim, we're going through this chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, all the different details that I mentioned, the Malupum and everything.
Thank you.
Sure.
Rav, yes. The name of the rabbi is Raphael Yosef Rosenman.
Exactly.
And I used to be Ben Bias by him.
Yes.
So I know him well.
Yes.
Your Sefer Tam Pesach, the Rosh Besanim al Purim.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. I had the privilege of meeting him once, I think, when I was in Muncie. You know, people that are blessed, people that are major Talmidei Chachamim with wide-angle brains, and they, again, they're able to see, they're able to look into the Torah and see the Likutei Moran, or look into the Likutei Moran and see new light in the entire Torah, Baruch Hashem. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Besuras Tova is looking forward. Tomorrow is Yom Shishi. We're going to complete a week. We'll see what new light Rav Nosson Zal shed give us for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
Beautiful Shiva, Rabbi, as usual. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Thank all of you. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Rav Nosson.